Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we are indoors this morning, as always, sitting here in the beautiful back room of our house in Easton it's a beautiful fireplace, but it's warm enough that we haven't had it on in quite a while. So just kind of sitting here with the dogs, relaxing. Robin's still in the hospital. She is making much improvement. Hopefully she'll be home this weekend, but she's just trying to get everything straightened out, you know. All the imbalances, everything that's working against her is trying to improve, and everything that's working for her is working better. So that's good. That's good. So she'll be there another day or so, and, you know, maybe we'll bring her home today or tomorrow. I'm not sure yet. So feel much stronger. Misses everybody, of course, and misses our audience. And here we are on the Outdoorsman Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. A lot of that going on right now. We don't have any of the turkey harvest numbers yet, but I don't know. Did we talk about the winter dredge survey for crabs yet? Did we talk about that, Aaron? Do you know? I don't know if we did. Giving away fish and tackle at the end of this month. The winner of the perch package was contacted, and he's a very happy guy. I assume he's gotten his stuff by now or pretty close to it. This month, we're giving away a nice bass package from Tackle Box Tim Sherman and High Tide Lures, and got a picture of that package from Tim the other day. I will tell you, it's been a busy week for me, back and forth to hospital, of course, and it's not an easy trip. It's from Easton to Salisbury, so nearly an hour's drive, parking in the big parking garage, and then a walk across campus to get to the entrance. And then once you get to the entrance, it's a trek through the hospital to get to Robin's room. So it's hey, I'm keeping my cardio up. That's what I tell everybody. We're just, you know, getting our workout, walking across the hospital campus. So, why did I say that? I don't even know. It's been a busy week. Been delivering Maryland Loves Crabs magazines all week, and the bulk of the deliveries to Baltimore will be next week. In all the outside the Beltway shops will be taken care of. We've been in Northeast. We've been in Southern Maryland. We've been on the Lower Shore. We've been on the Upper Shore. We've been in the Annapolis area. So we'll just keep poking them out. We've got 2/3 of them delivered. Let's put it that way. We got a lot to go, but we got 2/3 of them delivered. It's been a long, long time. In the midst of all that, we had to put together the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Summer Edition, which we are doing, and we should be sending those pages to the printers today, and that'll be printed on Tuesday. So one more magazine to go this spring, and that's Big Ass Fish, and we're looking forward to all that and getting all that done, all that delivered. So here we are. Those noises, those trumpets you hear in the background are people sending me texts. Morning, John B. How are you, buddy? And there's Robin just texted in. And let's see. Yeah, I'll be down there, I think. Well, wait a minute. No, that wasn't Robin. Hey, John. Yes, Robin is in the hospital, and she appreciates prayers, and so do I. We'll text back and forth during the show, during the breaks, and We'll catch you caught up to date. So, phone call 410-38. I'm sorry, I'm giving you my cell phone number 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. How's that? How's Aaron doing this morning? Happy to be there. Well, we're happy to have you there. So, how's the dog sitting going? Oh, a nice little cut. Oh, my goodness, Aaron. Are you all right? Yeah, yeah. Were you cooking? Oh, I hate those sharp knives. Oh, a sharp knife doesn't, you know, a dull knife cuts worse than a sharp knife. You want a bet? I've experienced that. Not bad enough to have stitches, but I have experienced cutting my fingers while chopping something up. So I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you're all right. They sting a while, don't they? Yeah. It gets stitches. You must have done it pretty bad. So well. We won't press you for details, but we'll just say been there, done that, and a lot of chefs and so forth have, and we hope you're on the road to recovery. So, anyway, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Looking forward to taking your phone calls. I don't know. Let's see. I can find this real quick. I have the DNR app on my phone, and it's pretty good. It's pretty nice. I do my check-ins and that type of things. You can read all about everything. I also get the news releases for everything. Let's see. Results 2024 Blue Crab Survey. It wasn't great, I can tell you that. Normally, in the headline, they'll point to something positive and say increased number this or whatever. Let's see. Chesapeake Bay Blue Crab Winter Dredge Survey, a cooperative effort between Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Virginia Institute of Marine Science, VIMS, 317 million blue crabs in the Chesapeake Bay. In 2024, compared with 323 million crabs last year. So the overall number of crabs has dropped. Number of spawning age females decreased from 152 million to 133 million crabs in 2024, but is still well above the management threshold of 72.5 million crabs. The threshold indicates whether the female crab population is being overfished or not. 19 million down from 1 year. What do you think? Adult male crabs also experienced a slight decrease from 55 million in 2023 to 46 million in 2024. The number of juvenile crabs in the Chesapeake Bay has been below average for the past 4 years. Rose to 138 million juvenile crabs in 2024. Blue crab reproduction is naturally variable and influenced by many factors such as oceanic conditions, available nursery habits, predation, and other environmental impacts. Lynn Fagley said an increase in juvenile recruitment is certainly welcome news, and the stock and population as a whole remains healthy, said Maryland DNR Fishing and Boating Services Director Lynn Fagley. However, the continued relatively low recruitment numbers warrant a closer look at our approach moving forward. Keywords. Continued relatively low recruitment numbers, that means reproduction, number of babies, warrant a closer look at our approach moving forward. The consecutive years of low juvenile abundance prompted the Chesapeake Bay Stock Assessment Committee to plan a new stock assessment for blue crabs, which will begin this summer. A new assessment will allow fishery managers to take an in-depth look at their understanding of the ecology of the species, how it is modeled, and whether the reference points used for management should be revised. What does all that mean? That means we're going to plug the current numbers into a computer model and see what the computer tells us we need to know to manage crabs. That's what it tells us. And we will plug in a number of algorithms and play a number of scenarios, and we'll get 19 different graph lines, and we'll figure out which one of those graph lines we want to use to manage our crabs here in the Chesapeake Bay region. Does that sound about right, ladies and gentlemen? What are your comments? Why aren't we producing more baby crabs in the Chesapeake Bay? What do you think the problem is? How about your top three guesses? 410 WCBM 680. Your top three guesses as to what is happening to Maryland blue crabs. Why are the female numbers lower? Why are the male numbers lower? And why are the baby numbers not coming up? Well, duh, if you have less daddies and mommies, you're obviously going to have more babies, less babies. But why do you think the numbers are dropping? Haven't we been trying to clean up the Chesapeake Bay for decades and decades and decades? Surely it couldn't be the quality of the water. The dead zones are not as bad as they were. So that means that the pollution levels of nitrogen and phosphorus have dropped. What about salinity? Well, we've had a lot of freshets. We've had a lot of less than ideal salinity in the Chesapeake Bay, but that resulted in something else. What could it be? Put on your thinking caps. I know it's early. I know you're probably still in bed or just before you got your first coffee in you. But why don't you check in with us? Give us your opinion. If you're a crabber, recreational fisherman, commercial crabber, commercial fisherman, give us your shot as to what in the world is happening to our crab population. Haven't heard much about the cow nose rays. You know, they're devastating our crab population. They should be coming in here anytime soon, doing their reproductive run in the invasion of cow nose rays. Haven't heard much about rockfish eating the crabs. Not too much about that. Haven't heard a lot about overfishing. What could it be? Climate change? Maybe. Babies getting swept out to sea before they can make it to the bay once they spawn in the ocean. The little bugs that are baby crabs, you know, less than the size of your fingernail, maybe they're being swept out by the ocean currents. Maybe the Gulf Stream has something to do with it. Maybe they're all being swept north or south and not able to survive. I'm just spitballing here, waiting for somebody to give us a call and give us the answer, or their opinion anyway. 410-922-6680. If you want to get in the fishing lure contest, all you have to do is call in, leave your name and number, your first name, last name, and phone number, accurately repeated and recited to Aaron, our producer, and we will record that, and then all you've got to do is go on the air with me and say hi. I just want to get in the contest or ask a question or make a comment. We'll be glad to talk to you about that. 410-922-6680. 922-6680 is our phone number. So here we are. All right. Well, time for the first break. Time for me to tell you. I stopped by and talked to Bill at Backyard Billy's the other day for a long time, and he said, look, we got some stuff we want to tell the people about in-stock Traeger pellet grills. They've got a few. 15% off plus two bags of pellets. If you decide you want to own a Traeger pellet grill, stop by Backyard Billy's in Graysonville and get 15% off, and they'll throw in two bags of pellets. Now, I know it's getting into the hot weather. It's going to be in the 80s today and tomorrow, and you know we're going into the heating season or the warm weather now. But look, if you want to plan ahead a little bit for your heating season, there are 7 Regency wood stove inserts in stock, not floor models, in the box. brand spanky new, in stock, 20% off. And 12 pellet stoves, 20% off, all by Regency. Why are we getting rid of these wood stove inserts and pellet stoves in the box, brand new? Well, it's very simple. The new July delivery of the brand new stuff is coming in July. The brand new shipments are starting to come in July. So it's time to, you know, make some room for it. You can go by and see them. They've got floor models out there you can check out. But, you know, if you'd like to have one of those beautiful pellet stoves by Regency or one of those nice fireplace inserts, they're wood stove inserts, you know, with the a wood stove. You know what a wood stove is? It burns wood. It's an insert for your fireplace. All 20% off. Very nice. Very nice. There's also a company called, this is the coolest wood stove I've seen, called MF Fire. MF Fire. It is a square wood stove. And I'll tell you more about that. I just want to tell you about Backyard Billy's and some of the stuff that's going on. I'll tell you more about the MF Fire wood stoves before long. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B at Evans Avenue, Drummer Drive, if you're looking for that, in Graysonville. If it's heat, you want. Hearth America is the fireplace. Now, I did stop by Clyde's the other day. They're ready to go for crabbing season. They've got everything you need. They've got the pots, they've got the traps, the open top traps, the trot lines. They've got the live and frozen bait for not only crabbing but fishing. They've got the steamer pots. They've got their own seasoning, the nets, the gloves, the measures, the tongs, all that good accessory stuff that you need, the bait bags, you name it. They've got it at Clyde's Sports Shop for crabbing. Why not stop by? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. In Lansdowne/Halethorpe, the phone number there, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. If you're going fishing, if you're going crabbing, if you want to do some shotgun shooting sports and get some ammo, if you want to invest in a new hunting firearm or a handgun for protection, Clyde Sports Shop is your place to go, 410-242-6108. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening. to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
All right, let's talk to Jamie in Catonsville. Good morning, Jamie. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
What's up?
Well, I guess you probably figured that out. Less females, more harvesting. How about the dredging and these snake fish? Is that part of the answer, too?
Snakehead fish is not an answer to the crabs, no. But you're close. You're very close. You're very close. The dredging, is part of this. The dredge is part of the survey. Now, we don't dredge them up here in Maryland like they do in other areas, like Virginia. They dredge them early in the season, and Virginia is almost unlimited when it comes to female crabs. I don't know if you knew that or not, but it's just crazy. We're not only limited here, there's none taken by recreational fishermen, and there are strict limits put on the watermen for taking female crabs.
Well, it's not the Susquehanna. I'm going to guess the blue catfish, too.
That's your number one culprit right there. That's your number one culprit, the blue catfish. Yep.
Hey, we ought to put a little contest out. As many as you can catch, you get a little prize or something by the DNR.
Well, they've got some stuff going on. They focused on the snakehead for that, but the commercial harvest on the blue catfish is immense. I mean, it's 300. Wow. Oh yeah, it's 300,000. Pounds or something like that, if not more, and they just can't keep they can't get a handle on it because there's so many of them. And the problem is, the more watermen would go after them, but the price is so low. You pull 1,000 pounds of catfish in your boat or whatever, and you make a couple hundred bucks. It's not like there's any big prize as far as per pound value of them. It's anywhere from 20 to 50 cents, sometimes up to 80, but there's no real money in the blue catfish market.
What do you recommend for bait? What's the hook size, and what do you recommend
for blue catfish? There's no such thing as a big enough hook size. 6-aught, 7-aught, something like that would be great. Any kind of cut fish. You can cut mud shad if you want. If you catch some perch or something, you can use those too. But, I'd sooner eat the perch. But they like fresh bait. They don't like some stinky, rotten stuff. And you don't have to fish that deep for them. I mean, they're a top-tier predator. They'll come right up, in the top of the water column and take your bait. A lot of guys are trot lining for them, but they're not that hard to catch. They're not that hard to catch.
Good information. I appreciate it. You have a nice day.
All right, thank you, Jamie. Take care. Bye bye. And Mary in Towson. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Well, we're sorry that you have Miss Robin still in the hospital, but hopefully she's going to get better soon. We're all praying for her at our prayer meetings.
Well, I appreciate that. I will pass that along.
Please, yes, please. I'm one that has a challenge as well, like her, and it's been a tough couple of months. It just seems that it's hard to get the medicine right. So
yeah.
I understand, and we will keep praying for her. And I think the other gentleman answered the question though about the crabs.
What was your take on it?
Well, I come from a long line of doctors, so I always think pollution, environmental.
Right.
The water is still not probably as free of everything that, especially the little baby crabs, would need to. to flourish. And then I was thinking maybe there are some predators, but I guess there's not too many that knock them out, right?
Oh, there's a ton of predators.
There are.
Okay. Oh my gosh! So oh my gosh! Yes, the biggest threat right now are blue catfish.
Now, what is a blue catfish exactly? I know I sound ignorant, but
oh, it's okay.
A blue catfish. Yes.
Is a member of the catfish family. The little freshwater ones are called bullheads. There's black bullheads, brown bullheads, yellow bullheads. Then the next step up the line is the channel catfish and the white catfish. They don't get quite as large. After that come the giant blue catfish and flathead catfish. Now, I don't know if you've seen any of these shows on television where they, out in the Midwest and West, they go after these catfish and they stick their hands down in the poles and they grab them by the jaw and they yank them out. Well, they just caught one this week in Texas, I believe, that was 105 pounds or bigger. That's a flathead. That's a flathead.
And they're called flathead. Now,
yep, and they're in the Susquehanna River. They're also in the Potomac River. Okay, so but they're not in the bay. They're more confined to the freshwater. But the blue catfish was stocked in Virginia, in a couple of the rivers in Virginia, to help with sport fishing. And what they didn't realize is what they could do to the environment. So they came into the Potomac, and they thought they were constrained from the bay because of the salinity. And then we had a bunch of storms. And the salinity in the bay went way down, and the catfish said, you know what? I think we're going to get out of here. And they've moved to every major river system in Maryland, and they are very, very, very good reproducers, and they grow very large. Our state record here is 84, 85 pounds.
Oh,
but they average 15 to 25 pounds, and some of them go bigger, and they are eating machines. They eat everything.
They eat clams.
They eat crabs. Oh. They eat every kind of fish. Perch, wow. Shad, herring, they eat everything.
Oh, my gosh, Alan, this is really so interesting how knowledgeable you all are. My mother knew all of these things, and I can't believe Virginia did that. That was really untoward, ignorant, I guess.
Well, you know, they make fishery decisions that sometimes don't work out, and they don't look down the road. You know, they're thinking that they're going to provide a nice big fish as a recreational opportunity for fishermen. And here's a guy fishing in the Rappahannock or fishing in the Potomac River, and he's going to catch an 80-pound fish, and he's going to be happy about it.
He'll be really happy. But
meanwhile, back in the environment,
right. Oh, dear. Well, that is so interesting. Yes, that's why we're trying to get the children and get out and do some fishing. We did it years ago, but we're actually from the Virginia side, you know, Shenandoah Mountains and all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, and our uncles and all of us were out there, you know, with the tire swing and in the mountains when we were children. So we missed it, and we really want to get back to some more outdoor. We hike and things like that, but I haven't really been able to have the energy to go and do all that yet, but I'm trying to plan, you know, before we lose the time to do some fishing. It just looks so wonderful.
It is great. It's a great recreation opportunity.
It's really good, yes. And so you had also mentioned, sorry to take so much time.
You're fine.
But thank you. There's a reason that throwing them back in is actually not as good. Was that correct? This has been a couple weeks.
What's that?
You were speaking about the fish. Throwing them back in for the
catch and release? No, catch and release is fine.
Yes.
Catch and release is fine as long as you handle the fish properly. Yeah.
Okay.
What I was referring to is the dead discard on the striped bass in the Chesapeake Bay. When the water's hot and people catch the fish, they continue to catch them in the water temperature. You know, the water temperature is 80-some degrees, and they put a fish back after a struggle. It's already stressed out, and it's not able to recover because of the high water temperature and the fact that the chemicals in the fish's body that, you know, help it are released when it fishes or when it's caught, you know, in the struggle to escape, chemicals that are released are not helpful in helping its survival when it is finally released in that hot temperature. I can't remember what level it is. I'll try to look it up here, but
So. Like cortisol in us humans, right? If we are having the fight or flight.
Yes, cortisol. Yes, exactly right. From your adrenal glands. I've learned that this week as well. So.
Yes. And adrenal glands, we have to take care of those.
That's true. And Robin's are fine. So her cortisol level's fine.
Good. Oh, good. That's yep. That means she still has a lot of fight left.
A lot of fight. Yeah.
In
no
a
question,
good way, so. Right? Yes. Well, you two have always sounded so wonderful. I'm just sorry to hear that.
Well, she's anxious to get back. There's no question.
Yes, I can imagine. I know her puppies miss her, too. We've been hearing a lot about your puppies, too.
Yeah, I've got the Bernedoodle on my leg here, and the Cabochon sitting over there looking at everybody.
And a little
Shih Tzu, she's in her bed, so.
That's right. The Shih Tzu thinks that they're a big German Shepherd. They are so lovely. We've had one for she's about 7 years old. And she'll just bark. She's the best watchdog there is. And you
got it.
That she weighs 85 pounds.
Wow.
Anyway, well, Alan, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. I sure appreciate it.
Yes, I just thought I'll get you guys early this time and find out what's going on with these fish. All right. Well, you have a blessed weekend, and we just keep praying for our country and everything that's happening, right?
Our country went through one of the saddest days of its existence this week. Very sad.
Tragic. So, very tragic. Many
yes,
of us at our prayer meeting, we were just crying. We couldn't stop it. We were just like, oh, my gosh. And other people just so clueless as to what is happening to our precious country. But anyway, our Lord's in control. So
He is. That's true.
We're going to see some miracles. I'm praying for them, and I know everybody else.
There's only one scripture that keeps running through my mind for President Trump, and that is, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. And I can
right.
Jeremiah 29 also. You know.
Correct. So, that's right. That's thank you, Mary.
Thank
appreciate
you,
the call.
Goodbye, and thanks to Aaron. Have a
all righty.
Day.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Let's see. What does Arnold have to say? Arnold said, Conowingo, over harvest, blue cats. That's right. That is true. Conowingo. Why Conowingo? You're striking on something there, Arnold. Yes, indeed. Wastewater treatment plants, Conowingo. Where's the rest of your message there? Over harvest. Yes, Conowingo is also very instrumental. In the issue of the crabs, and maybe we'll get somebody to explain that or talk about it. But right now, we've got to tell you about Spurry's Tire Service. I have an appointment with Spurry's Tire Service Monday morning at 8 o'clock. I think I got some U-joint issues going on with the truck, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to head to Spurry's Tire Service right up the street on the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. It's just off Route 50. I can walk there, but I'd sooner drive. In Easton, that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And as you travel the countryside, especially here on the shore with all the farming country, take a look at some of those machines that are out there. They are amazing. The giant machines that are out there planting and working the soil and all that type of thing and doing the spraying and oh my gosh. And every time I see one, I'm like, man, that thing's got eight tires on. I wonder if they're a Spurry's customer. I look at the world through my eyes of my sponsor. That's pretty funny. Anyway, Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. All those big giant pieces of farm equipment I mentioned, yep, they've got the tires. Garden tractors, farm tractors in your yard, if you own a trailer, an ATV, or an SUV, or a RTV, or a, what's the latest one, an LSV, any of the things that have Vs on the end, well, Spurrier's has the tires for those too. Spurrier's offers tire repair on the spot. Excuse me. Daughter stopped by yesterday, had a tire light up and took care of that, filled up all our tires. So Spurrier's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check, they'll diagnose to repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on, and that's what I'm going to have them look at on the truck. They have a 24-hour truck service and many more services. That's what's kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me and our family, satisfied for over 30 years. Here's the key. No appointment needed for tires. You just call them at 410-822-7384 or stop by. I've got a cough. Give me a second here. Well, I hope you didn't hear that, but if you did, I apologize. You can visit their website, spurrierstire.com. That number, 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. Did I mention there's no appointment needed for tires? You just walk in and they can put them on if they get you in there. You might have to wait a minute, but they'll get you taken care of. Spurrier's Tire Service, 822-7384. You'll be glad you did. Tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a mil-spec liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction. There you go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That's our tackle package for the month of June at the given away by High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman, a bass package of hand-painted baits. And I always say this, but I don't know if it'll happen, but I'll try to put those up on our Facebook page, the Outdoors and Radio Show. Put the picture up there and invite people to participate. So we'll do that indeed. So, hey, you know, I've got a commercial spot for our friends at Backyard Billy's coming up, and I might just do it right here and talk about this MF Fire wood-burning stove. I'm so impressed with these things. They're just a square box, and they're beautiful. I mean, they're beautiful steel, black finished steel. Very nice. They'll fit right in your firebox, and they have the inserts, of course, and then they have the freestanding, but they also make a kit. Let me see if I can find it here on my hot little phone. Yeah, there it is. There's a June promotion going on from this company called MF Fire. It's the Delta Fire Pit Bundle. They make a little fire pit. Okay, it's comes apart. It's three pieces that goes together, and sits on the ground, and you just put your wood in there and start your fire, and it's a beautiful little thing. It comes with a cooktop, a grill cooktop, and if you purchase any Nova Series wood stove, you get a free Delta Fire Pit bundle. Really, really nice. So if you want to look at them, of course, you could go to MF Fire, MFFIRE.com, MFFIRE.com, and see what they got, or just stop by Backyard Billy's. They've got them on display, and they're really, really nice, really nice. But the June promotion, if you are looking for a freestanding wood stove, the MF Fire Delta Fire Pit Bundle comes with any Nova Series wood stove purchase. Nice, nice stuff. You're looking for a wood stove, I'll recommend them. And when you stop by, tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Show. And of course, Backyard Billy's is our great sponsor. 410-827-4500, backyardbillies.com. 827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the name of the company that's at Backyard Billy's. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville, or Drummer Drive, if you want to put it into your GPS, that's for sure. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace, and you'll be glad you did. I know, I was just impressed with them, that's all. And I wanted to tell you all about it. Okay, let's see. Any callers on the line there, Aaron? Okay, well, Arnold mentioned Conowingo Dam as far as being detrimental to the crab population. Well, that is true. A lot of pollutants from upstate, from New York, where the Susquehanna River starts, down through Pennsylvania, all through that farm country, a lot of farm chemicals get washed into the river. And when they're generating the water flow and generating electricity, went across the dam yesterday. When that water is released, and especially if there's a storm, a big freshwater storm, that water all comes barreling down through into the Susquehanna and down through the flats and into the bay. Well, what does that do? Well, it releases all that bottom stuff, all that. I can't think of the name of it. Sludge, I guess you could call it, down onto the flats. And what does that do? It covers any of the submerged aquatic vegetation. It covers the grasses. The grasses are vital to blue crab reproduction. And as it flows downstream, it just keeps covering the grasses. And then here's the other thing. It's so nutrient-rich with nitrogen and phosphorus, okay, that it causes an algae to bloom. Okay, you'd think, boy, we're putting all those minerals in the bay, that's great. Well, no, it's too much. Too much nitrogen, too much phosphorus. And it causes the algae to bloom. And when the algae blooms, it covers the leaves of the SAVs, the submerged aquatic vegetation, the bay grasses, so to speak. It covers them. And then sunlight can't get in to photosynthesize and promote the growth of new grasses. The over-nutrient, the nutrient burden of the bay comes a lot from the Susquehanna and the Conowingo Dam. So there you go. That's Arnold was absolutely correct. And he also mentioned, of course, blue crabs. So let's see who we got here. We got some text coming in. Let's see. Lee Hale, yes, okay, there's a nice picture. All right. Anyway, 410-922-6680, if you'd like to get on board, we'd love to have you. Have a conversation, get in the fishing contest, a beautiful bass fishing package from Tackle Box Tim Sherman. We talked to Tim throughout the week quite a bit. He sends us texts and pictures and that kind of stuff. And let's see, there it is. There's a popping bug. Or popping lure. There's two lip crankbaits. Looks like a rattling chatterbait style jig and a deep jig, all hand painted, all beautiful, and ready to catch fish. So thank you, Tim. We appreciate that. I'll be glad to send this out to anybody who wants to see what their package is going to look like. I'll be glad to forward that to them. And go from there. Let me save that to my gallery. There we go. And anybody that asks, I'll be glad to send them a picture. 410 WCBM 680. We're working with a company, and hopefully it'll pan out for us to talk about selling your catch, your invasive species catch. If you obtain a trot line license or a invasive species bow fishing license, like a snakehead bow fishing license, you are allowed to sell your catch here in Maryland. There are a number of people that are doing that, and it's a nice little part-time gig. If you like to fish or like to bow fish, we're talking to a company right now that is looking to purchase your catch. But you've got to have the paperwork, and we're trying to figure out how to say that in a one-minute commercial. And didn't work with that company. So as that comes along, we'll be sharing more information on that. But there are a number of licenses and permits and so forth available to be able to do that. So 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And yes, indeed. Oh, look at that. There's a nice one. A gar, a little bow fishing gar. Very nice. All right. 410 WCBM 680. It's not that I've run out of content. It's just that I'd rather talk to our listeners. I mean, we've got a ton of content. We've been putting together these magazines and dealing with the. We're talking with Branson Williams, who's the invasive species guy at DNR. We've talked to who did we talk to yesterday? Jacob Holtz, who is helping us with this commercial licensing process and how that all works, the rules and regulations involved in that. And then, of course, we're talking to all our customers. We're talking to Bill Miles from time to time. We're getting pictures from everybody. We're talking to Tom Malacheski with the National Wild Turkey Federation. And that was all just yesterday, not to mention my my designer with about 40 emails yesterday. So, anyway, I'll be glad to hear that music coming up. Oh, I even got a message from my urologist about a virtual men's health seminar. Learn about your treatment options for prostate. So, anybody interested in that, I'll send that out to them as well. Let's see. Oh yeah, I fell for a scheme. I don't know why. I guess it was late one night. I'd been up, and I used my credit card online for something and regretted it immediately. And next day went into the bank and said, I think I fell for a scam online. What do I need to do? And they said, change your credit card number. So I changed my debit card number. And went through the hassle of that because there's several people that I use that credit card to pay my, you know, my monthly bill. And I'm getting these notices. Your credit card was denied. I'm like, I forgot to change it with that company. I forgot to change it with that company. So, you know, the debit card comes out of your account, you know, and it's paid like once a month. But one of them was one of the websites and the other one was one of the storage units, so. We got that all taken care of, but, you know, stuff we go through on a daily basis. And then, you know, I drive a lot. I'm driving up the highway. I'm listening to the radio, and I got on Sirius XM, I've got Fox News, and I'm listening to some of the news coverage of the biggest trial in the history of our country. Very sad day. Anyway, we want to leave you on a positive note. Get out, stay out, stay safe. Make sure you love your family this week. Have a great weekend. Love the Lord. We'll be back next hour.